she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host. And Benny, how was your weekend? Because, you know, I always got to ask.
So packed, so jammed. It was refreshing, though, in a sense, because Issaquah, the city of Issaquah out here, right, in Washington State, celebrated its 40th year of the return for salmon.
Salmon days. How was it?
Awesome. A lot of people turned out. Plenty of vendors. Over 230 vendors, I believe.
Now,
and artists.
Work?
I did for the radio station and for actually Salmon Days Festival and the committee and the chamber. I'm very tied in with Issaquah, and I'm happy that I am. I'm just giving back to the community as one.
Yeah.
And I'm also a Sambassador.
You're a Sambassador?
Yeah, I'm officially a Sambassador. See the play on word there?
Yes.
Yeah.
They officially made you the Sambassador.
Yes. Or one of. There's a number of us.
What kind of responsibilities would you have to have?
We help out in a number of different events with, like, the festival committees, uh-huh, and, you know, getting the parade organized and, you know, volunteering our time, to make sure things run smoothly.
Yeah.
Shuttling some of the other presidents from neighboring cities to and from certain events and around the parade route that was on Saturday. And, just helping out.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I got my own little golf cart all day on Saturday.
That's the perk.
I was like my own little dignitary. I was like, oh, check me out. Woo, got my own golf cart.
See what happens when you take leadership roles?
I know.
Good things come back to you.
Great.
It's like, don't be afraid of those leadership roles.
That's right.
I had a great weekend. It was pretty here in Seattle this weekend. And my dear friend, healer friend, Georgia, and I worked all weekend doing wonderful healing sessions for people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
And was this locally, obviously, here at your
house? Yeah, we did it at my treehouse.
It was at the treehouse. Okay, yeah, just making sure you didn't know if you had another little spot in mind where everyone else could maybe, you know, join in with you.
I live in a treehouse on an acre of land.
It's so cool.
With 84 windows, and all you see is trees and water.
I imagine, like, the Swiss Family Robinson house every time you say that.
It is, because it's funky old spiral staircases. And
basically.
Yeah. People who don't like stairs don't like to walk upstairs, so that's okay.
I'm sure they'll have a, like, elevator installed or something like that. Yeah. Only in Seattle, right?
I don't know how that could happen, but...
It can.
So today's Monday. I want to welcome everybody. I don't know about everybody out there, but boy, am I starting to feel some shifts. And in kind of an excited way. So I want to remind everybody, if you, you know, didn't hear my show a few weeks ago with Mitch Batros on... the Mayan prophecies. He's got a website called Media. What is his website? Oh God, it just left me.
You have a brain spasm there?
I did. I'll think of it in a minute.
Right. Well, I can look it up too.
Earthchangesmedia.com. Gee, that happens every now and then. Earthchangesmedia.com. And recently we had some quakes this weekend go on in the state of California. And these are the quakes that they've been watching because of the fault line that affects our fault line here in the Pacific Northwest. So one of the things that he has on his website, and I just want to remind you all, is he's got a great list that's free. It doesn't cost anything. As to what supplies you're going to need should we get hit with an earthquake, because we want to be prepared. And one of the things that Mitch said, and even the Mayan priest, Carlos Barrios out of Guatemala, said, no matter how much we tell people, they won't get prepared. So I'm just gently reminding all of you, because there's a lot of activity going on in this great earth right now. And one of the things that we are also shifting is, and Benny, I do want to tell you, Mercury is now direct. So we're out of Mercury retrograde.
Dang, can't use that excuse anymore.
No.
All right.
Okay. All right. So,
not that it is an excuse. It does happen a lot for me, especially here and working in, like, the production realm and media. And we have a lot of things that crash on us.
I know.
You know, and eventually it does. It smooths out, which is fantastic. You know, actually, it brings up a good point right here. On the way into work, you know, the last couple of weeks, my little check engine light in my car was on.
Yeah.
It's off today. It's funny how you just now said that.
And you didn't check the engine while it was on? Okay. So it's off today.
Yeah, it's off
so
today.
So do me a favor. If it does come back on,
then
you are going to want to check it.
I knew you were going to tell me that. All right. I'll take it in.
Don't procrastinate on that.
I won't.
Because, you know, your car is good feng shui. You take care of it. It takes care of you. I believe that.
Okay, thank you. I will do that.
We're going to open up the phone lines today because I did bring my cards. And, you know, I haven't been able to play with you, my listening audience, for a while because I've had some fantastic guests on my show recently. And so today's going to be kind of a play day. So I did bring my cards. And for those of you who aren't really sure about what tarot cards are, I just want to gently remind you. You know, I have a book that is a great book by Jeannie on numerology. And she writes in this book the difference between numerology, astrology, and the tarot. And just for all of you listening, okay, here's what she writes. She writes, astrology is the golden key. It unlocks the forces of the sun and the planetary forces moving around it. So astrology works with you and the day that you were born and the sun forces. And then she writes, numerology is the silver key that unlocks the forces of the soul's consciousness. So numerology is a means to allow you to kind of see and understand what's going on in any given time. For example, today is October 5th, 2009. And so today's numerology is a 28 or a 26-8. So I would tell everybody, don't waste today's energy, because anytime we get an 8 energy day, it's really about manifesting and setting really high intentions and allowing ourselves to balance it. So do it on a soul consciousness. Put it out there, what it is that you want, and see if you can't just let it come back to you. You don't have to constantly mentally think about it. And here's what she has to say. She says, astrology and numerology are actually two separate forces that work out anything in the universe. And the tarot cards are the blending of the silver and the golden keys. So when I use tarot cards for people, and I don't use these in normal sessions, but when I use them, they're a wonderful blend of actually what's going on around you right now. And they simplify and they give you a polarity of both positive and negative, which I think is important because sometimes I have a tendency to work in my negative and I want to get to the positive. So it allows me to see both sides of the fence. So if you'd like to call in and you have some issues going on in your life right now, or you're feeling a little confused, or you just want a little clarity, give us a call. The number is 1-800-930-2819. On It's a New Day, one of the things that we focus on here is helping you to really become conscious of your energy and to shift that energy. And people ask me all the time, Dawn, how is it you do what you do? Well, I'm going to tell you. There are two things that I had to learn when I began waking up on my personal spiritual journey. And one is that I had to learn to quiet my mind. No easy feats, considering, one, I'm ADHD, and two, I'm dyslexic. So my mind's busy all the time. So I had to learn to quiet my mind. And the second thing that I had to do was I had to learn to listen. Listening is something that we don't actually do very well. And even myself, I'm gonna humble myself to this. It's something I'm forever working on, is listening and really paying attention to really what the other person is saying. And throughout the show today, we're gonna give some tips on listening. I love this. I read this. It says, we were given two ears, but only one mouth, because listening is twice as hard as talking. And I love that. I'm like, amen. Sometimes we forget what's going on when we're in a conversation with somebody. And we're going to give you some breakdowns at that, because when we learn to listen, we learn to respect the other person and not get caught up in our own agenda or our own feelings. So listening is kind of a key today, and I'm going to be doing it throughout the show today. So give us a call, because I want to listen to what you have to say. I want to listen to what's going on in your life. And I also want to show you how well, if you listen to yourself, that you're more than capable of turning your own energy. You don't have to depend on me. But I sure do like to show you how easy it is. And sometimes listening, we forget to actually even listen to ourselves. And again, I'm no exception to that rule. So usually it is important when we're listening to paraphrase and use our own words in verbalizing and understanding what the message is. The trouble is that we get preoccupied. And being preoccupied will not allow you to listen to what's going on. So when your kids are like asking, mommy, 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 and you're in a conversation with somebody and they don't care that you're in a conversation. They want your attention now. And I've watched this, and I watched this over the course of the last week with a couple of different moms when I was visiting a park. And I noticed that the children just really wanted to just tell their parents one quick thing. But the parents were not willing to give up their conversation to listen to their own child. When in truth, it only took a second. You know, the child just says, you know, I just want you to watch me on the swing, or can I go over here? And it's okay to interrupt when we're listening if there's something that needs to take presence through the process of it. So we're going to be talking a little bit about this today. I'd like you to call in. I've got my cards here. As always, we like to shift the energy. So give us a call. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Benny always likes to say hi to you too. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com, or call 425-398-8011.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc. and check out this amazing skincare line.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host. And give us a call. I'm going to be taking calls today. I brought my cards, and I'm feeling like people are needing just a quick dose of clarity. Just a quick dose of clarity. That's what we're looking for today. If you need just a quick dose of clarity, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. And we would love to hear from you. So, Benny, we have a caller calling in.
Yep, let's bring on Stephanie. She's calling in from Des Moines, Washington. There's a couple Des Moines out there, so we'll make sure we give proper location there. She's having some financial issues. She wants to know if they're going to turn around for her, and her birth date is November 17th. So, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello, Stephanie. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. It's great to talk to you again. Ever since my dad passed in June, I have had this sense of fight or flight that's taken over. I've had my spine that is just constantly struggling and even jerking in non-controllable ways. I can't get the vertebrae to line up. Tomorrow is supposed to be one of the best days for finances, astrology, according to astrology. And I'm going to put out some flyers, but I'm trying to shake this receiving side. I'm kinked up on my left really bad and just can't get that thing to release.
You're kinked up on your left side?
My whole left side is just a mess.
Okay, you know, that's your receiving side.
Well, I've got to get rid of that because tomorrow is a good receiving day.
Well, today is actually a good receiving day because it's an 8. Tomorrow's a completion day, but today, numerology-wise, we're on an 8 cycle today, so it's a great day. But you know, you're on a really good cycle. I'm sorry that you're to hear of your father's passing. That always can take a toll on us, Stephanie. When a loved one crosses over, it can take a toll on us physically, and I want to explain to you why. All right.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize this. It says, let me ask you a quick question. Were you assisting your father and helping him before he crossed over with his illness?
Actually, afterward, and you were one of the people that did help me.
Okay. Because sometimes what happens is that, you know, we carry our parents' energy with us throughout our lives, whether we recognize this or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We carry them with us, you know, in our body. Some people carry them in their mindset and their heart. You know, we'll tuck issues throughout our lifetimes of times we've been angry with them, times we really love them. And all of this is an energy field that we actually store in our physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens?
Well, it's caused my mother to be very frightened, and I think I'm taking on a lot of that fear. There's a lot of financial stuff that's going on with her inheriting all the properties and
okay.
it being in jeopardy.
Okay. Well, the
so
first thing
about her, too.
Okay. The first thing that you want to become aware of, Stephanie, is that when a person leaves, when that loved one, that parent, your father, mother, leave, what happens is all that energy starts to get released within the physical body. And if you allow it to release and you begin to find love and harmony through it and find your wisdom through the actions of the journey throughout your lifetime, then your body has a much more easier time letting go of it. But if you're resisting, let me emphasize this. If you're resisting the changes now that that person has left, all right, and you don't want to let things go and you want to hold on to things, your body's going to let you know what it's holding on to. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So yours is hitting your back and your spine.
Mm-hmm.
Did I hear you correctly? And your mother has gone into fear around the finances.
Right.
But are the finances affecting you, Stephanie?
Yes, because I live at their fourplex, which they own.
Uh-huh.
And there's a pending loan that they set up, and they were using his Social Security to pay for that. Now he's gone, she doesn't get it. So lots in jeopardy right now.
Uh-huh.
But I have I've had lifelong issues with my mother, and so I know that the left side has to do with mom as well and the past and receiving. So I'm trying to just get it all lined.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, you get to choose. Here's a little secret to some success here. You get to choose what you want to have as an issue, not your mom. This is your choice. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear you say you've had lifelong issues with your mom, it tells me that you're still taking that energy on. When it really belongs to your mother, all right? And it's really probably her issue, but your empathic side is taking it on, which we do. I'll be really honest with you. We can easily take on other people's stuff rather quickly. So one of the things that you can do, okay, because you never want money to be the fear factor of anything, but God bless us, we're human and we do. We let money stop us from doing things that we really need to do. And, you know, I just really try not to buy into this too much anymore because money's only energy. Nobody owns it, and you can't take it with you. And if I've said that once, I'll say it again 1,000 times. You can't take money with you. It's just energy. So one of the things that you can do is not, you know, allow yourself to understand what your mom's fears are, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't belong to you.
I've been saying that to myself, but I just haven't figured out how to disown it and push it away or do what I'm supposed to do with it.
Okay, good. One of the ways that you can disown it or push it away, which, or better yet, understand it, is give me a core issue that's going on right now that she's affecting you. Tell me what a core issue is.
Well, it's just been an emotionally abusive relationship where she's always rejecting me, even if I say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For something, it's a negative response, and it's,
okay.
My cleaning business has taken a few hits, and so I'm trying to just gain my own
mm-hmm.
financial stability and independence.
Mm-hmm. Because this is a good year for you to do that. And right mm-hmm. now, you're on a bit of a push because you're just about to start a brand new cycle. All
uh-huh.
right? And
yeah,
so
yeah.
you're on a bit of a, what I call a push. You have a whole year to manifest things. And this year, you've been in a number one cycle. So this is your year to plant those seeds. Now, it goes until your birthday because your birthday is your fiscal New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not January 1st for you, it's November 17th. And this next year, you're going to be rolling into really focusing on relationships and how to balance them. So it's really important that you take advantage in these next, you know, 6 weeks to really plant the seeds of seeing new clients coming your way. And because what you plant and where you focus your energy is what you'll spend the next 9 years cultivating. All right. So pay attention to that. And two, you know, one of the things that you can do, Stephanie, is try not to look at your mom as your mom. Now, I realize what I just said might sound a little bit ridiculous, but
no,
there's a great truth in
it.
All right. Because believe it or not, your mom is a person. She's a human being who has had her own life experiences way before you were born. And a lot of her conditioning and a lot of her behavior isn't because of you. It's because what she was conditioned to believe and take on before you were ever even born. So her insecurities and, you know, her jealousies and her fears, they belong to her, not to you. So if you look at your mom as a person who maybe, just maybe, you know, has had some really horrific things happen to her in her lifetime, and she's gotten stuck in this belief system, then you yourself will be much more compassionate and say, okay, this is my mom, and this is how she's reacting. What's important is to keep saying thank you, because Stephanie, by you saying thank you and being appreciative, makes you feel good, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it makes your mom feel good. No, really, truthfully, it doesn't matter. What matters is if you feel good. My kindness to others is because it makes me feel good. If somebody wants to be unkind to me, you know what? That's their God-given right. That's their freedom of choice. And that tells me where they're at within their life's journey. And I don't take it personally. I just feel bad and just send a little love their way. Because it's not for me to change it. Do you understand?
Right.
I can still just be nice. Because that's what makes me feel good. All right? So tell me, say when. I'm going to pull a quick card for you and see how you might be able to turn this energy.
Oh, good.
In a more loving way for yourself, not for your mother's financial issues, but just for yours and your own abundance. How's that sound?
Great.
Great.
Are you started?
Yeah. Say when.
Right now.
All right. Okay, you get a great card. In the Tarot deck, it's a 10, which you're on a brand new beginning. And it's also the 10 of Pentacles. In my deck, I use Osho Zen. It's known as We Are the World card. And the Ten of Pentacles is wanting you to see the big picture and really embrace everyone around you, because you've got mass support coming right now. This is your time to just gently kind of release what you consider your responsibility to others, including your mom, Stephanie, and start to pay attention to your own responsibilities. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So manifest, because the Ten of Pentacles and We Are the World is that you've got everything you need right now at your disposal. So stop overthinking it.
Okay.
don't just overthink it. Allow yourself to just gently play with the energy and allow yourself to just, you know, what one of the things that I do, and I'll share this with you, Stephanie, is when I ask for something, I just ask for it. I don't dwell on it. I don't worry if I'm going to get it. I don't. You know, I just don't have any expectations around it. Because when I ask, I like to think I'm pretty clear. Look, I really need this. Please send this to me. And lo and behold, there it is. So you want more business? You want your business to grow? Ask the universe. Look, I want more business. I'm ready now and I'm ready to take it on. And I'm ready to feel the abundance flow into me. So that's what I'm going to send out to the universe. And see it and be clear about it. Don't then go, oh, no, I can't do this. Be careful what you ask for. All right? I recently had a friend who wanted more hours, you know, working, and he was working two different jobs and he still wasn't getting the hours. So he asked and he says, I want more hours. Well, he got a new job and he got so many hours. Now he's burnt out. It's like,
yeah.
Be careful what you ask for, but you can do it. And you've got a great deal of support around you. And spend the next 8 weeks really in action mode. Focus on what you can do, not what you can't.
Okay.
Does that make
sense?
Do you
feel that I'm blocking my receiving, though, with the tension?
Of course. We all do. That's why you can turn your intention. Okay? We all block it, Stephanie. It's not one-sided. I mean, it's the fact that you just said that means mm-hmm. tells me that you know this. You mm-hmm. know that. So, you know. Go back and listen to the show and listen to what I said and listen to that, you know, because listening is a key point. And listen to your own self, your own intuition. Don't let the mind get in there and garble things up. Just be pure about it. Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week. God bless.
God bless you.
We're going to take a quick break, but we want to hear from you. And if you've got some stuff going on and just want the energy or some understanding, give us a call. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Must lend a helping hand. We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Hi, I'm Dawn Stansfield, host of It's a New Day. And if you are like most people these days, you're trying to green your life and use products that are more natural and organic, especially what you use on your body. Well, I've discovered a cosmetic line that I really love. It's Gabrielle Cosmetics. And one of the things I love about this line is that it's 100% natural and completely organic and vegan and cruelty-free using mineral-based ingredients. And for you moms out there, they have an awesome line for children as well. You can purchase Gabrielle Cosmetics at Whole Foods, or you can go to their website, which is GabrielleCosmeticsInc.com. And the best part is that it's really affordable. I recommend that you go and see it for yourself. If you choose to order it online, click in the order box and put in It's a New Day, and they will give you an extra 15% discount. So go to Gabrielle Cosmetics, Inc., and check out this amazing skincare line.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to It's New Day. We've opened up our phone lines today because I'm playing with my cards and we'd like to hear from you. So feel free to give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We're all about helping you turn the energy here and to release maybe some old negative thought forms that really truthfully aren't serving you anymore. And I call them aspects of our shadow self. So, Benny, we have a caller on the line.
Yep, we have Chris calling in from South Seattle. She's got a question for you, and she's feeling a little bit discombobulated, a little bit of all over the place. Let's see if we can kind of, you know, ring her in. Let's try to rope her in and
right.
Just grab her and organize
let's see
her.
What we can do.
Sure,
first.
And her information was, let's see, March 22nd.
Okay.
So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Chris, thanks for calling. So what's going on with you?
Well, it just seems like a lot of everything. I like that about the old thought patterns aren't working anymore.
Mm-hmm. Old thought patterns are not working anymore.
No, they're not.
And you know what, Chris? It's for everyone. Even myself, I've had to go, whoa, that's not going to work anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there'll never be anybody for me.
Yeah.
But the main one right now is I'm on my way to pick up books to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole new phase of my life.
Good for you.
And I'm on the side of the road going
oh, God bless you. Okay, at least you're honest with yourself. Okay, because this is it. There's a great thing that's just happened here, Chris. And hopefully our listeners get this, okay? You're laughing at the fact that you're panicking because you're doing something you want to do for yourself. I think this is brilliant. All right. It's like, how much permission do we need to give ourselves to allow ourselves to have what we want to have?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to ask you a question. You're going back to school. And this is a great year for you because this is something that you've been wanting to complete for some time. And this is your year to complete it. All right.
Uh-huh.
So just kind of know that. So what gave you permission to finally say, okay, I'm going to do this?
The universe brought together everything that I needed.
Uh-huh.
The financing, the way to do it, everything.
You know what? I want to thank you. I want to thank you with all my heart because that's the answer. When you want something, and you hold on to it, and it's a dream, the universe will open up all the doors to make it possible. And you know, when we avoid doing something, Chris, the universe will put all kinds of obstacles in front of us so that we don't do it. They're really working with us one way or another. So, you know, That little anxiety attack and you pull over on the side of the road and God bless you for listening to my show. I really appreciate it. That's an anxiety feeling that's coming. I'm getting just below your heart, like at the pit of your stomach. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Learn to like it. It's a really good thing. And, you know, I noticed your birthday. You're right on the cusp, March 22nd. Have you had your chart done? Are you a Pisces or an Aries?
I believe I'm an Aries.
Okay. So, you know, this is a great time for Aries. You know, we got the new moon coming in Aries. This is like, use this time because this is a time to really balance what you want to make happen and to get rid of old things that aren't working for you anymore. So that should kind of be your theme. But I want to do something for you. Let's pull a card and see where you are with what would you like to know from the Oracle card today, Chris? Are you ahead? How about, is Chris creating her greatest abundance right now? How about that?
Okay.
All right. Let's do that. So you say when.
When.
Okay, good. Oh, I have to get the card here. Oh, lovely. Hmm. You pulled the Queen of Cups. Are you familiar at all with the Tarot deck?
No, I'm not.
Well, she's the Queen of Receptivity. She's very intuitive. She loves healing. I got to ask,
what
are you going to school for?
Well, I already am an energy healer, and I'm going to school to learn animal massage.
There you go. Because she's the queen of healing, and you've got her. She's straight up, and she's emotionally open, and she's emotionally ready for it. Because she does rule the water of emotions and intuitions. So it tells me you've been listening very well. And any old thought patterns that jump in there that feel a little negative, get rid of them, Chris, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
They won't serve you anymore. You're headed in the right direction. And you know what? I'm going to keep an eye on you because I think you're picking a great path that goes with your already healing ability. So God bless you on that.
Oh, thank you so much.
So get back on the road and go get your books and keep going. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Okay. Have a great day.
Nice job. Hopefully we resolve some things for her. Let's bring on Greg now, calling in from Linwood. He just recently had some talks with his wife about separation from their marriage. So let's see what we can do for Greg. Greg, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for
calling in. Yeah.
So what's going on with
you? I called about a month ago on a very similar question, and things have changed pretty drastically since then. So.
Okay. Well, what happened a month ago? Is this where you weren't spending much time?
About my marriage, whether or not I should stay in it, and then about a week ago we got into a conversation, and you know a lot of stuff was said, a lot of stuff you can't take back, and we decided to split, but we're still in the same house, which complicates things.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
20 years.
Okay. I remember talking to you, Greg, so thank you for calling back in. You know, I've actually thought about you a couple of times because if my memory serves me, we talked about you really giving up your power and not doing things that you enjoyed to do as far as using your hands and your passions. Have you been doing any of that?
Yeah, I've been doing nothing but that. And but it's still a difficult thing. To give up 20 years, so.
It's, you know, okay, I'm going to give you another way to look at it, all right? All right? Because I think we forget this sometimes here, okay? And I'm no exception to this rule, all right? God just lends people to us. We don't know how long. So people come into our lives to create opportunities for us, and we create opportunities for each other, all right?
Okay.
Whether it's an intimate relationship or a job, or friendships, people come and go in our lives, all right? And we have a tendency to hold on to the way we were.
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, it's because we have so many lovingly fond memories through the process. And when we start to finish something or we start to break something up, we remember those moments, yes?
Oh, yeah.
We forget in the moment that things aren't so good and haven't been so good for a long time. And that maybe your growth in life and your wife's growth in life have two separate paths right now. And this is happening to a lot of people, Greg. It's not just, you know, around you. So, you know, you're not alone on this. You're in good company because, you know, we have some magical things that are going on in the planetary alignments right now. One, Saturn's in Libra, and it's going to demand equality for us and balance.
Right.
And you've decided that you and your wife don't have that in your relationship anymore.
No, and the big thing is just trying to stay in my daughter's life. I have a 6-year-old daughter, so mm-hmm. I want to try and keep that relationship strong. So.
And you know what? I wouldn't even question that you wouldn't. All right. So where's your little bit of confusion, frustration right now, Greg? How can I help you with the cards?
I guess whether or not this is going to work out. You know, whether or not 3 or 4 months down the road, whether or not I'll be quite a bit happier or worse.
Well, I don't think you can get worse, because you know what? You're on a great cycle this year, and this is a cycle of new beginnings, believe it or not.
Okay.
So the more you take responsibility for your own happiness, and I don't ever see you excluding your daughter in that journey, and even your wife,
okay.
God bless her. I mean, the two of you, you know, loved each other enough to come together to bring this beautiful child into this world. So there's always going to be a love there. But
sure.
You've got new energy coming your way, and it's a time to really plant seeds this year in lots of things, not just, you know, what's going on around you right now. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break. I'm going to pull a card for you when I get back. So you're listening to It's a New Day, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net. Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day. Okay, Greg, so did you think about what you'd like for me to pull for you as far as a card of a beautiful message from the universe?
Yeah.
Okay. Greg, you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there you are. Okay. Got to pay attention here. We're back on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, those commercials
can
really drag on, can't they? Come on.
We have to support our sponsors, though.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So, did you give a chance to think about what you'd like to ask, Greg?
Yeah, I guess the big thing was, the next 90 days, how am I going to be financially and maybe in my marriage?
Okay.
Do
you have an idea of how you want to be?
Yeah.
Okay, could I get you to just focus on that when we say when? Because let's not go to the worry side of it. Oh, woe is me. How am I going to be? Let's go to, okay, how am I going to be? Let's call in what we need.
let's do that.
Okay, so say when you're ready.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
All right. Oh, wow. Wonderful. I'm actually going to pull two cards for you because you got a jack, and the jack is trying to bring you a mixed message. Something's finishing, something is starting. You got the jack of wands. Very intense time for you right now. A lot of fiery intellectual energy going on. And, you know, you Leos, you like to hold up. Or actually, you're a Cancer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. June. Is it June 29th? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So two cards for you, Greg. All right. And I wanted to pull another one. And you know what's interesting is on top of the knight, because knights are always taking things away from us and bringing new things in. They have a duality, okay? And they're very, this one happens to be very swift, very fiery, and very works with us to get clear in our mindset. And I love this. The card that came on top of it, all right, in a generic deck of cards, it's called the Magician. In the Osho card, it's called Existence, and it's the number one major arcana card in the Tarot deck. And one of the things that the Magician is bringing to you is to tell you and to gently remind you, you have absolutely everything you need inside of you.
Okay.
You have every tool, you have every understanding, and you even have the compassion. But you must remember to listen to yourself through the process.
That's what I've been trying to do, which is why I'm in the situation I am now.
I think that the situation that you're in now is a crossroads for you, and that it sounds to me like you're in good communications with your wife on this, and that it's mutual.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, what I find is when people can rise up to that high vibration of understanding, look, we have two different ways to go now, and let's make it the best because we have a daughter to take care of, I find that things have a way of working themselves out remarkably well.
Okay.
It's when jealousies get in there and fears and insecurities, that can create a lot of havoc. I don't feel that around you, Greg. I feel that, you know, you've really thought this through. She's thought this through, and that you're gonna know how to do and be in the next 90 days. Okay. Because this is your time to really start some new things and plant some new things. So don't worry about the finances, because again, if you're headed in the right direction, the universe will provide. They'll provide what you need.
Okay.
They'll take care of you. So God bless
you.
All
I need to know.
Yeah. Hang in there. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
We wish him good luck with that.
We do. We wish him great luck, because ending a relationship, you know, I recently, you know, talked to somebody even on the way here today, and somebody got fired. Mm-hmm. And it's like my attitude is when someone gets fired, I'm like, yeah, thank goodness, because usually we've stayed in a job a lot longer than we needed to. But it also creates an opportunity for a new beginning. But right now I realize that jobs are tough to come by. So a lot of people are changing and shifting to their actual careers as well. It's what you've been trained to do may not apply as to the new aspects that are coming your way. So stay open to receiving that. You know, just let them flow. So we have another caller?
We do. I think we have time for one more caller. Let's head off to Linwood again. Actually, they're all in the same area conveniently today. Janet's calling in. She wants to know why she can't work on herself a little bit more spiritually. And let's see if we can help her out. Her information is December 21st.
Okay.
So, Janet, are you still with us?
Yes.
Cool. Thanks for hanging out.
Yes.
Hi, Janet. Thanks for calling in.
Sure, thank you.
What can I help you with?
I'd like to know why I can't stay focused on my own goals.
Okay, on your own goals?
Right.
Well, what distracts you?
Probably family.
Okay. Okay, do you realize you just answered your own question?
Right.
Okay, so what goal do you have right now that you would like to see come into your life and really embrace?
Weight loss.
Okay. So how long have you been working on this?
21 years.
Okay. So it sounds to me like this is something that's kind of plagued you a little bit.
Yes.
All right. So do you like the way your body looks right now?
No.
Do you like the way it feels?
No.
All right. So I'm going to give you two things to do for yourself, okay? And then we're going to pull a card how you might, you know, incorporate this into your life. Because I think that we put a lot of emphasis on weight. But if your weight is to a point where it's unhealthy for you and it's slowing you down, then that's a good time to put emphasis on your weight. Do you know what I mean? But if you're trying to be that sexy, slim, you know, model, that's not a good emphasis.
No, I don't want to go there.
All right. So this is about your health. Well, you have it upon you right now. You are in one of the most powerful master cycles you can hit in your lifetime. So this is a really good time for you to be focusing on this. All right. And the fact that you have, you know, you're a Capricorn and you've got Pluto divinely in your house for the next 15 years. So it tells me that you have the ability to balance your weight loss and to manifest what you want to do in order for your health to be good. But you do have to do this for yourself, all right? So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to learn to go back into your body and start feeling and remembering things. Does that make sense to you? Like, no one can take anything from you, all right, Janet? No one can take anything from you. Everything's already in your body that you need. It might just be a little garbled. All right. So journaling is a really good way to do this. All right. When you're doing a weight loss or anything for your health, whether you're working on cancer or you're, you know, even anything on your health, it's like it's a really good thing to journal through it. All right. So get a journal and allow yourself to just daily start saying affirmations to yourself and releasing negative thought forms because your body's taking a lot of hits. And in doing that, it's not listening. You're not listening to your intuition. Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And the next thing I want you to do is just start to visualize yourself eating colorful, healthy foods. Foods that just taste yummy, that are colorful.
Okay.
Because they're going to work really well with your vibration. Because I get that you're a very colorful, beautiful person and that you have a wonderful sense of humor. So let's bring the foods in that go with who you are.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Good. So there's two things. So what would you like to ask the cards?
Let me see.
How about how you can balance all of this and really stick to it this time?
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. So I've got the cards fanned out. So you say when you're ready.
When.
Okay, good one. Oh, beautiful. You get the compassionate understanding card. All right, so I'm going to say something to you, Janet, and I want to really thank you for calling in today. All right?
Okay.
Love your body. Love yourself. It's okay. And if you're holding on to weight, it's because you're holding on to excess baggage that you no longer need. So now's a good time to learn to understand that and to begin to let it go. And you know what, Janet? You don't have to share this with anybody. You can hold on to this until you start to feel really comfortable with this because love is something that is really trying to get to you right now, the love of self. And your body's your temple. It holds your soul. It holds your intuitive self, and it does for all of us. So when we forget to love ourselves and we forget to listen to our intuition, we get into all kinds of trouble. So God bless you for calling in. God bless all my callers for calling in today. Everybody out there, have a truly, truly wonderful week. You've been listening to It's a New Day. Check out my website, dawnsvision.com. You can podcast these shows at any time. Talk to you next week.